With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court is backing President Trump's foreign aid spending cuts.
The Supreme Court is allowing President Trump to freeze nearly $5 billion in foreign aid funding. The order favors a Justice Department appeal and extends a block on a lower court ruling. It's a victory for the president in his legal disputes over the extent of presidential power. The majority wrote that the high court was not making a final ruling in the case, but that Trump's authority over foreign affairs weighed heavily in its decision. One of the three dissenting justices, Elena Kagan, wrote that at issue is the allocation of power between the executive and Congress over the expenditure of public monies. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Trump administration is telling agencies to prepare large-scale firings of federal workers if the government shuts down. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With the government shutdown looming next week, the White House Budget Office said agencies should consider eliminating positions instead of furloughs. That would be an aggressive departure from past shutdowns when federal workers returned to their jobs. Asked about that plan, President Trump focused on politics instead.
This is all caused by the Democrats. They asked us to do something that's totally unreasonable.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Nextstar Media Group and Sinclair Broadcast Group have brought Jimmy Kimmel's late night show back to their local TV stations. This ends a days-long TV blackout in dozens of U.S. cities. The blackout followed remarks Kimmel made about conservative activist Charlie Kirk's killing. Despite Disney's decision to reinstate him this past Tuesday, Sinclair and Nexstar initially continued to preempt the show. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 300 points, the Nasdaq rose 99, the S&P advanced 39. This is SRN News. Internationally renowned evangelist, author, and pastor Vodi Buckham has died at the age of 56 after decades of preaching the cause of Christ. In a 2021 interview with Lori Tredup of SRN News, he was asked whether he felt Christians should be more involved in politics.
What is a Christian's responsibility to be informed and be involved?
We also have to be in the world and of the world. I think there's a ditch on both sides of the road. There's a ditch on one side of the road where people are more familiar with their politics than they are with their theology. And there's a ditch on the other side of the road where people's theology doesn't influence or impact their politics. Christ is Lord of all. He's Lord over all, which means that we can't exclude any of those areas of our life. And we can't exclude Him for the sake of those areas in our life.
Buckham passed away on Thursday. This is SRN News. Stocks are back in positive territory.
Stocks rose on Wall Street Friday and broke a three-day losing streak. The S&P 500 gained 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. All three indexes pulled closer to their records set at the start of the week. President Donald Trump's latest tariffs caused waves for some stocks, but not for the broad market. Stocks got some help from a report on inflation that suggested the Federal Reserve may be able to continue cutting interest rates. Such cuts would help justify high prices for stocks after their big rally. Damian Troisi, New York.
Congressman John Molinar has requested an urgent briefing from the White House after President Trump supported a deal giving Americans a majority stake in TikTok. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.